How powerful is Shelob? Just a scary giant spider or something much more? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover Tolkien's Legendarium in nerdy detail, as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. Shelob is one of the scariest monsters in The Lord of the Rings. Spider-like, which already creeps out quite a few of us, massive, ancient, and attacking in the dark. We experience her through Frodo and Sam's eyes, who know nothing of what she is or what she wants, other than that she wants to capture and eat them. And though we obviously know how the story goes after that, when the books were originally published, it was the encounter with Shelob that Tolkien chose to leave us with as a cliffhanger. Sam thought Frodo was dead, killed by Shelob, and only belatedly realises that he's not, but has been captured by the orcs of Cirith Ungol. We read, "Sam hurled himself against the bolted brazen plates and fell senseless to the ground. He was out in the darkness. Frodo was alive, but taken by the enemy." Quite a way to leave his readers desperate for the final book in the trilogy. So, who is Shelob? Well, to understand that, we first have to understand where she came from, and that means going all the way back to the Years of the Trees, before even the first age of Middle-earth. Shelob's mother was Ungoliant, one of the most fascinating and horrific monsters in all of Tolkien's creation. I've done a whole other video on her, if you're interested. Ungoliant's exact origins are a mystery. The Eldar talk of her emerging from the blackness that surrounds the earth. In a ravine she lived, and took shape as a spider of monstrous form, weaving her black webs in a cleft of the mountains. There she sucked up all light that she could find, and spun it forth again in dark nets of strangling gloom, until no light more could come to her abode and she was famished. Ungoliant strikes an unholy alliance with Morgoth, and goes with him to suck the light out of the two holy trees of Valinor. As she goes, she emits an unlight. Not a darkness as an absence of light, but an unlight. And as she sucks in the light, she grows more and more powerful. At the height of her power, she was more than a match for Morgoth himself, the most powerful of the Valar. But eventually, she is forced to retreat to a new lair and does die. Perhaps, we're told, her ever-growing hunger grew too much and she consumed herself. Tolkien loved dramatic irony. Anyway, Ungoliant had many offspring before she died. These weren't just like her, it would appear, but were still deadly, foul creatures. Shelob, we're told, was the last child of Ungoliant to trouble this unhappy world. This tells us a lot. First, she is very old, almost immortal, it would appear. Second, although we're not told that Shelob was the greatest or most powerful of Ungoliant's children, the fact that she survived for so long and they did not must count for something. And of course, the fact that she is Ungoliant's child must also count for something. Something of Ungoliant's essence must have been passed down, not just her spider-like shape. After Ungoliant had gone, and before the world was changed once more at the end of the First Age, Shelob left the valley of Nan Dungotheb, where she and her countless siblings had reigned in horror for centuries. Even the water that flowed out from there filled any who drank it with madness and despair. But Shelob moved on as her siblings were destroyed, and ended up making her new home in the mountains of Mordor, seemingly long before Sauron ever set up base there. Over the years that followed, she grew and fed on any unwary elves or humans that passed by, mated and had countless children of her own. Some of those descendants we read about in The Hobbit, incidentally. The giant spiders that Bilbo and the dwarves encounter in Mirkwood were hers. Despite the comical elements to that part of the story, it's clear that they were possessed of a certain kind of cruel intelligence, a venom that knocked out its victims, and a predilection for preying on unwary travellers, very reminiscent of Shelob. And other elements of Bilbo's encounter there also echo with foreshadowing. The uncertainty whether the stung and bound-up dwarves are alive or dead, the use of the sword Sting, and so on. Bilbo only named his sword Sting after this encounter, incidentally, in recognition of how it did what the spiders were doing. Which brings us, rather circuitously, to perhaps the most important point about Shelob. Despite appearances, Shelob is not a giant spider. Tolkien drops linguistic clues throughout his descriptions of her. We were talking about how Shelob and her offspring are said to sting. Tolkien uses this particular word repeatedly, but spiders don't sting, they bite. Shelob's eyes were clustered and multifaceted, whereas spiders are not, and normal spiders' skin molts as they grow, whereas Shelob's skin was, we're told, ever thickened from within, with layer on layer of evil growth. So the Shelob we meet at the end of the Third Age was bigger and tougher than the Shelob of the First or Second Age. By the time Frodo and Sam meet her, her hide was tough enough to resist most attacks, and the strings of her webs could not be cut by normal blades. Tolkien was very clear that Shelob was in appearance like a spider, not that she was a spider. And I do wonder whether Shelob inherited something else from Ungoliant, an ability to cause fear. Sam and Frodo's fear is palpable and understandable when they are in her lair, but Faramir is also adamant that attempting to get into Mordor that way was a really bad idea, citing a dark terror that dwelt there. And Shagrat, one of the orcs guarding Cirith Ungol, makes it clear that he would rather be at the mercy of the cruel Nazgul than near Shelob. People are scared of her. Shelob was also clever, and had sculpted her surroundings over millennia to be a perfect killing ground for her. When Sauron moved into Mordor, he trusted her to be an effective guard over what could have been a weak back entrance to Mordor. We don't know all the details of this arrangement, or how it came into being, but they had an understanding, these two, Ungoliant's daughter and Morgoth's chief lieutenant. Not exactly partners, but their interests were aligned. Sauron gained a protector for that pass into Mordor, and Shelob gained a steady supply of fresh bodies to consume. The Shadow of War video game adds in even more layers to Shelob's powers and backstory, allowing her to take on the form of a woman, projecting visions of the future into people's minds and more. There's also a suggestion of a romantic backstory with Sauron, but of course none of that appeared in any of Tolkien's writings. So how powerful is Shelob? Less powerful than her mother, that's for sure, and the other angelic-level beings like Gandalf, Saruman, and so on, but much more powerful than her own offspring, the giant spiders of Mirkwood, or single elves, humans, or orcs. At least some orcs feared her more than the Nazgul. Crucially, she was much, much more powerful than Frodo and Sam without the magical items that they had been gifted earlier in the story. And we should also note that Shelob clearly has a strong gauge of her own limitations, usually taking on only one victim at a time, sticking to her dark tunnels and never seeming to have ambitions to rule beyond her domain in Cirith Ungol. She didn't want to conquer the world, just be the mistress of her own domain, which perhaps makes her even more deadly when faced on her own terms. So for most denizens of Middle-earth, Shelob was a formidable force, apparently immortal and presumably having killed thousands of foes, a thick skin that is impervious to normal weapons, webs that cannot be cut through, seeing perfectly in inky blackness, a sting that could knock out even tough orcs for days, and an undeniable fear factor, particularly in her own crafted home territory, made to be a perfect killing ground for her. Only magical swords could cut through her webs or pierce her skin, and only pure light could destroy her advantage in the dark. It is this coincidence of possessions, or perhaps we should thank Galadriel's foresight or Uru's providence, that perhaps allowed Frodo and Sam to get past Shelob. Sting, that magical sword, could hurt her, but even then, it needed her using all of her own weight and strength pressed down on it as she tried to squash Sam for it to actually do real damage. And the light that blinded her, Galadriel's file, was no ordinary light. It was light captured from the Star of Eriendil, from the Silmaril on his brow. It was light hallowed by the Valar, holy, pure light. In other words, it took a magic sword, Shelob's own strength being used against her, a uniquely powerful gift from Galadriel, and a lot of dumb luck for Frodo and Sam to survive. Quite a set of circumstances. And even then, Shelob doesn't seem to have been killed, just beaten back. Shelob may not have been in the highest rank of powerful beings in Middle-earth, but compared to almost everyone else, she was legend. A dark, terrifying legend. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos like this one, please click on the link appearing on the left of your screen now. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.